Awesome. Let's pray for the Ridge Church right now, why don't we? Lord, thank you so much for what you're doing in the Ridge community. And Lord, thank you for putting Jerry in the position of lead pastor. And Lord, we just pray blessings on that church, Father, financial blessings and just blessings in general. And Lord, we just say thank you for leadership there and for what you're doing in that church. Thank you, Father. Amen. It is Family Sunday, and that means we are doing something special. We're having a bunch of youth run it. And I think they had me do this because I act like a 12-year-old most of the time. But before we get into the meat, we're going to have Clark Clemens come and read from Scripture. Can we welcome up Clark? That'd be awesome.
It's all yours, buddy. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Thank you.
Thanks, Clark. Good morning. My name is Zach. I'm the junior high youth pastor here at Adventure. I'm so excited to talk with you guys for 30 minutes. BJ's giving me the mic for 30 minutes. So get ready. It's going to be a crazy ride. I could go rogue. I really could. I won't do that. I just want to tell you a little bit about me. 9 months ago, I got married to my best friend, Bree. So everyone look at her. Hey! Aw, she's the best. I go to Northwest University. I am a junior there. And I'm double majoring in pastoral ministries and biblical studies with a focus in youth and family. So it's been really fun there. If you're a newcomer, I want to say welcome. Hi. It's good to see you guys. So normally at this moment, BJ says welcome newcomers, and then he invites you to get coffee. And then at the same time, he clicks his clicker, and when he says the word coffee, a picture of coffee comes up. So hold on, wait for it. All right, so read scripture. All right, you ready for this? Newcomers, welcome. I would love you, because I'm a college student, I'd love for you to buy me coffee. No, I failed. All right, I'm going to redo this. Because I'm a college student, I would love for you to buy me coffee. Yeah! I looked so long to find that picture. That's a good picture. That's a really good picture. So I'm speaking with you all about wisdom this morning, so I'm really excited to speak on that regarding James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Before I get started, let's pray one more time. Father, will you just speak through me? Lord, will you just eliminate any distractions that might be going on? Lord, I just pray that you can calm any nerves that I have, and I just pray that we can be open to what you want to say, Lord. And everybody said, amen. Have you ever received words of wisdom from somebody, and when they give it to you, it's not the best? Have you ever had that? So I don't know what it is, but the second the ring goes on me and Bree and I's fingers, everybody thinks that they can just give us their two cents or their wisdom on marriage. Even single people. Like, it's the weirdest thing. And so I've gotten some really, Bree and I have received some really weird words of wisdom. And one time I was walking to class, and one of my professors, he's been married for several years, he just looks at me, he's like, Zach, I've got one thing to tell you about marriage. I'm like, oh, okay, what's up? He says, if you take out the trash, you'll make you dinner. And it's true. It's not true. And then I've also received some really bad words of wisdom. For instance, one time, Bree and I, this is very rare, but we had a little fight, very rare. Never happens when you're first married. We get into a little fight, and I was a little frustrated, so I texted my buddy, and I said, hey, bro, can you just pray for me? We're going through some stuff, blah, blah, blah. And this guy is single. Shouldn't have done this. And he decides to give me his wisdom on the situation. No joke, this is what he says. Hey, Zach, I'm praying for you. Let me give you some of my wisdom. I'm like, all right, shoot. Like, what do you got? He said, you need a break. I was like, what? Dot, dot, dot. And then you can see him writing his text message. He says, you need a break. Come to my house. spend the night for a couple nights. You need just separate between you and your wife. You guys just need some space. We'll play some video games. I'm like, demonic, I'm out of here. It was awful. So I've received some bad words of wisdom. I receive some good ones every now and then. But for me, when I'm faced with some tough situations, sometimes I tend to go to people for my answers. I tend to seek people's wisdom, seek their words of wisdom and their advice. And my question to you all this morning is, what is your source of wisdom? What do you turn to when you are faced with challenges and situations? James here is saying there are two types of wisdom. There is wisdom from the world, and there's wisdom from above. My question to you is, what is your source? As a single parent, what is your source for wisdom when things get hard? Or maybe you are about to go to college, you're about to graduate high school, or you're about to graduate college or middle school, and things are stressful. Where do you go to? Where do you turn for wisdom? Or maybe work is getting really stressful, or and your boss is just a pain. Who do you go to when seeking for wisdom? Or maybe you need a new job because the job you have right now isn't quite cutting it for finances, so you need to search for a new job. Who do you talk to? What is your wisdom? Or maybe even in the whole political side of things, where do you turn to for wisdom? Do you just go to CNN and Fox News and the people you like, or do you ever just open scripture and see what the Lord has to say? I think James is saying some really cool things, and the question is, what is your source of wisdom? What wisdom do you seek? We're going to read scripture one more time. It says this: who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works by the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, and then it is peaceful. I should probably click. First peaceful. Gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So if we look, James is saying that there are two types of wisdom. He's kind of calling some people out in the beginning. He's saying if you have jealousy and selfish ambition, then basically your words aren't true and they are demonic. And he's calling some people out. And he says there is fruit from both sides. There's fruit from wisdom from the world, and there's fruit from wisdom from above. And I want to show you the wisdom from the fruit of the world. And there's, okay, sorry, I forgot about this picture. Isn't she? Look at, awesome. All right, that's one of our wedding photos. It's awesome. All right, cool. All right, so this is the fruit from the world. This is what we're going to receive: unspiritual, demonic. There will be disorder, and there will be vile practice. I want to encourage you all, when we are faced with situations, tough situations, the wisdom of the world isn't going to cut it. And here's the deal. Ultimately, their words, their insights, their wisdom is not found in the Lord, and there will be vile practice, and that's the fruit we're going to get, is unspiritual and demonic. Yeah, I just want to encourage us as a church, let's seek the face of the Lord. Seek the wisdom from above before we go to other people to get their insight and to get their wisdom. Now let's take a look at the fruit that is provided from above. We see that it is pure. It is peaceful. It is gentle. It is open to reason. It is full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. I love how this list is twice as long as the other list. I love that. Praying for this, I feel like the Lord is just saying that for me in my own life, and maybe some of you can resonate, when there's a big situation or something, the first thing I want to do is text my brother or text somebody that I know will say something really good. But the Lord is saying, Zach, seek the wisdom from above before you seek from other things. And for me, this one time, I was going through something. It was about a year and a half ago before I proposed to Bree. I was kind of freaking out. I wasn't sure what to do. I was praying. I didn't really hear anything. And so I decided to contact somebody, and that somebody was Sky Blake. Now, some of you know this guy. Half of you are related to this guy, but Sky, whenever he lived in Colorado, he's back over in Paulsbo now. And he came to visit one time, and I said, hey, Sky, I'm really struggling. I don't know, should I propose? Do I do this and that? I don't know. And I called him, and he said, Zach, let's meet up. I was like, sweet, we'll get some coffee. He's like, no, let's go to a disc golf course. Let's play some disc golf. I'm like, sweet, let's do it, Sky. So we go, and I get there, I grab my discs, we're ready to start playing. And right before I throw, he just takes my disc out of my hand. He's like, Zach, we're going to pray before each hole. I'm like, there's 18 holes, Sky, what are you doing? Dear goodness, brother. So we decide to pray before each hole. And what I was seeking from Sky is I wanted him to give me, you know, the four steps to how to figure this out. He's, Zach, you got to do this. You got to do this. This is what I think you should do. But instead, all Sky said is, we're just going to pray. And we're going to pray and see what the Lord wants. He's like, my words don't mean anything. Let's just see what the Lord wants. So we prayed for 18 holes. It was great. It was awesome. And at the end, I said, Sky, that was thank you so much. But tell me what to do. And he looked at me and he's like, Zach, I can't do that. Seek from above before the world. And I got married, so thanks, Lord. Holla. James lays it down pretty simple. He says, seek the wisdom from above. Let's get off Sky's face. Perfect. Who do you seek in your life for wisdom? When you're faced with a tough situation, who do you seek? Maybe you got your tax return back and you owe something and you weren't ready for that and that was kind of scary. Who do you seek for wisdom in that? Or maybe you are about to graduate and it's really stressful, you don't know what you should do. Who do you seek for wisdom in that? Maybe one of your kiddos is just not doing well in school and you're not sure what to do. Do you change schools? Do you homeschool? What do you do? Who do you seek wisdom for? What is your source? Maybe you're looking for a new place to live, and it's hard to find new places around here that are actually affordable, and it's very difficult. What is your source of wisdom? What is your source? When I was praying for this message, I feel like the Lord said, take a time as a congregation to pray. And I know that some of you, you guys have situations in your life that you need wisdom for. I know there is stuff that is going on that you guys need to seek the face of the Lord. And as I was preparing for this message, I felt really, really strongly to say, don't seek the world for wisdom. Don't seek somebody that you really trust. Seek the Lord first. Now, I'm not saying I know a lot of wise people. I'm not saying don't go talk to people. But it's important to seek the Lord first before you do that. James, in verse 13, he says this, if it'll work. I can just read it. It says this in verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you by his good conduct? Let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. That means humility. Let him show it in the humility of wisdom. Shoot, that's a good photo. There it is. Awesome. James is kind of setting a standard here. He's saying, look at the fruit that is coming from someone's life. If you are seeking advice or seeking wisdom from somebody that doesn't produce good fruit, don't go talking to that person. Seek the wisdom from above. And if the Lord gives you permission, go ahead and talk to that person. What I want to do this morning is I have a song that I want to play. I'm not playing it, but it's up there on the iPod or something. But it's called God, I Look to You. And one of the verses, it says this. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. And I love that song. I love meditating that song. And if you're here this morning and you've got something going on, you need a new job, you need finances, you need a financial breakthrough, or maybe you need to pray for your kid because you're not sure what else to do, let's take some time right now as a congregation during the song and just pray. And we're going to seek wisdom from above before anything else. Let's take some time right now. If we could turn on that song, let's take some time and let's pray.
God, I look to you.
I joined Adventure when I was in fifth grade, and so I've been here a pretty good time. I remember in seventh grade, BJ, it was his first time speaking here in the big service as the junior high and high school youth pastor. I remember I was up there in the balcony back when all the kids were up there, and I was on the stairs, and I was looking through the railing, and I remember seeing BJ preach, and it was a really, really cool experience. He was throwing candy out at everybody, and it was awesome. And classic BJ. And from there, that's where the Lord really put on my heart to become a youth pastor. And it's just really cool and powerful to see, you know, through seeking wisdom, not only through the Lord, but also just BJ meeting with me and investing time into me. And BJ did the same thing as Sky. BJ never told me what to do, but we would just seek the face of the Lord together. And now look what's happened. And it's really great testimony of the wisdom of the Lord in directing my path. I'd like to invite the band up, if that's cool. Where's the band? There they are. Something that's going on right now that I would love to share with you. My beautiful wife, Bree, she is graduating May 6th at Northwestern University. Yeah, it's exciting. And with that comes some challenges. It comes of, you know, filling out applications and resumes and deciding which hospital. She's studying nursing. She's in nursing school. And so she's deciding which hospital to work at. What does that look like? And it brings some stress. It brings some anxiety. And my first instinct is just to rush to somebody and say, hey, solve this problem for me. Tell me what to do. I need some help. That's my first instinct. But we decided to know we're gonna sit in the presence of the Lord. We're going to seek his face and see what God wants for Bree and I's life and our marriage. We're going to see what that looks like. So maybe there's some of you in here that just, you guys are struggling and you need some wisdom. I'll be here. Garrett will be here. We've got some students. We love to pray with you. We love to be here for you in that. But yeah, seek wisdom from above before anything else. Because the fruit from that, I'm going to read the fruit one more time. The fruit from that is going to be pure. It's going to be peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. Will you guys stand and worship with us?
Day in history, death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. Forever I am changed. a glorious day, what a glorious way.
Some people that would love to pray with you. Quick announcement, youth, after this, we've got a little pizza party because we successfully finished two services. What up? All right, sweet. As a final goodbye, I encourage you guys, as a church, let's be a church that seeks the wisdom from above before the world. Have a great Sunday. Whoa!